Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
I called Clint Anderson about Mr. McKinney, and he said he is, of course, a friend of his, and I'm getting information on him, and so I'll send the letter over to you in a little while.
Good.
But I wondered whether you knew Julian B. Thomas of the Texas Utility, of the Utilities Company.
Yes.
In Fort Worth.
Yes, I know him. J.B. Thomas.
Yeah, J.B. Thomas.
Yes.
He's another man that I had talked to and think highly of and that I wanted to mention to you.
All right. I like him, but gosh almighty, he's a conservative fella.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's the right of Goldwater.
Oh, my God, well, forget him then.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
He's murdered me in every campaign I've ever been in because I'm a real radical, and I'm here, I'm the most reactionary man that people run into.
Oh, forget him then, no. You had mentioned...
This Bob McKinney is a damn good man. He's an imaginative man. He's a creative man. He's a wealthy man. He can afford to take the job. He's a worker. He's a director of the IT&T. He was here in the Navy during the war. He's a personal friend of mine. And he can get along with the Congress. He'll be a valuable asset to you, and he's a team player, and he'll work with you.
Yes. Mr. President, is he coming into town?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to him. I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't want to talk to anybody else till I talked to you.
No,
what
yes.
I would normally do if I didn't have such great respect for you and want to have someone work with you.
Thank you.
I would have just picked up the phone and said, listen, Bob, I want you to go on the Atomic Energy Commission.
Yeah,
now, my judgment is, he'd say, I can't do it because I've come back and I've left the ambassadorship. President Kennedy gave me a good one, and my editor of my paper is gone down with tuberculosis or something, and I've got to run the paper.
And
I think that's what he'll say. But
he might not be able to do it.
Might not, but I didn't want to do that until I talked to you, and then I wanted to call Anderson, and he made this study, and he's a good, able man, and one of my business friends, who's a close friend of Bob McKinney, said, you ought to put Bob McKinney on that. And I said, why? I said, you got Seaborg in California, you got these other folks from the East, you haven't got anybody from the Southwest.
Well, that's why I mentioned Thomas, because
Well, I'd rather him be away from Texas than in Texas.
Than in Texas, yes.
And New Mexico's got an identification with this program, Los Alamos and all that stuff, see.
No, I think...
And he's got the biggest Democratic newspaper out there besides that's very, very nice to have. And you remember, we only carried two western states, New Mexico and Nevada. And is the reason we carried New Mexico.
Yes. McKinney is.
Yeah, he is the reason, period.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see all of those qualifications. He also worked. He's been in the Atomic Energy.
He was on a committee that studied it, and he studied it very thoroughly.
Yes.
And the Joint Committee has good confidence in him. And what I would say to him is this: I just say, Bob, you've got to come do this for me, but you've got to get along with Seaborg. He's my man, and he's a stud duck, and he runs the show.
Uh-huh.
But you've got to come here and participate and work at it. And he'll have things that you can do better than anybody else can do.
Mm-hmm.
And damn if I wouldn't sign him about half the Joint Committee.
Assign him half the Joint
Committee? Yeah, just, I'd let him take care of the politicians.
That would help. Clint actually said that he thought he was interested in a position in the Treasury Department. Also.
Well,
balance of payments.
I heard that he'd like to be Undersecretary of the Treasury if he was asked. He wants to be asked by me to do something, and I would be glad to ask him to do that. But he's had this experience in this
field.
Well,
let me look further, and I want to read those reports, too.
Good.
But it sounds, from what you say, pretty interesting.
Well, he's just a layman, but he's the best layman you'll have from that standpoint.
I'd also heard that Albert Thomas was interested in a Dick Doan. Had you heard of him?
No, but God, I don't. Albert's interested in something every morning.
So that doesn't make an impression.
He hadn't talked to me. I'll check it.
Yeah. Well, Dick Doan, he's with the... he's retiring actually from the Phillips Petroleum Company and has been the manager of the reactor test station in Idaho, which is a little bit, of course, out of your complete territory.
Yeah, let's take this New Mexico man if we can, Doctor.
All right, well,
okay.
I'll look at those reports and so forth. And if I may, can I call you again?
Please, please do. I'm waiting on your call to call him.
I like to have that privilege
to discuss
it directly with you.
Fine, I will.
Thank you.